Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bavonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out!
This is the morning roast on 95.7, The Game.
Garoppolo just trying to get it out. Wilson has it on the run. Lost the football. Denver's got it. And Denver's got this one.
You know, I thought we were going to open up with the pick eight. The streets are calling the pick eight. Shout out to Steve Taylor out there on Twitter. You know, that was if Jeff Wilson Jr. played, the game was over. But the pick eight and what we're talking about with Jimmy Garoppolo running out the back of the end zone, not knowing where he's at, and then throwing the pick six to Bradley Chubb. Thank the heavens he was out of bounds because it would have been a pick six. Just an absolute disaster. And oh, baby, we're going to talk all about it. The defense was special last night. But it's not going to be a lot of positivity this morning. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because a lot of people last week took their little victory laps. They took their victory laps, and they said this team had a better chance to win with number 10. They had a better chance to win with number 10.
There were guys in the locker room immediately pivoting and talking to reporters. Well, it's not the worst thing in the world. We got a better chance to win.
Better chance to win. Players, coaches, running to Michael Silver to SF Chronicle. Talking about Jimmy gives them a best chance to win. A better chance to win. They scored 10 points yesterday. So, wait a minute. Are we going to pivot and say the Broncos defense is really good? Because last week the Broncos defense wasn't that good. I'm sick. That game gave me a headache last night. I am sick.
How many times in our adult life, since Jeff Garcia got moved off this team, how many times in our adult life, you and me, and the rest of Niner fans have been sitting there going, God, we've got an elite top-tier defense and an offense that leaves so much to be desired. Can the offense just complement the defense a little bit? Like
a little bit.
I'm not even asking for a lot. A little bit. B, I swear to God, I have watched that episode of 49er football like I watched yesterday 8 bajillion times since 2004. And here's the worst part. You throw in the main villain, Russell Wilson. We all knew what was going to happen. Right? Like we all knew. He looked as bad as he could look for 3.5 quarters, made 3 plays, game over.
And won the game. And the Broncos are sitting at 2-1, happy. And the Niners fly back to the Bay Area, 1-2 with the big time Monday night date against the LA Rams at Levi's Stadium next Monday. You blew a golden opportunity to stack wins early in this year. Because schedule gets tougher. Kansas City's on horizon. Tampa's on horizon.
Kansas City.
Miami.
Come
on, they're on horizon. I mean, there's some games here coming up where the schedule gets a lot tougher.
Oh, but the season's not over, B.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they're going to say? You know, the season's not over.
They were 3-5 last year. I get it.
It's a long way to go. It's just one loss.
Look, man, let me get this out the way. Good morning to everybody out there. If you're getting off your graveyard shift, good morning to you. If you're on the roadways right now, good morning to you. If you're at work right now, good morning to you. Comcast Business Text Line, good morning to you. Twitch, YouTube. Good morning to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, the morning roast here on a Monday afternoon, Monday morning, and the Niners lose 11-10. And good morning to Lutman. Good morning to Spinoni. Good morning to Shasky. Look, the call's already stacking up. I see the chat lit up right now. We've seen this movie before, and this movie's not aging well. It's not aging well. Now, I could go in here and rip Shanahan and do all that stuff, but how can I rip Shanahan when this quarterback is just not good enough?
I mean, come on.
The plays are there to be made.
Bonte.
The plays are there.
We spent all summer critiquing a 21-year-old's arm-throwing motion, and I watched the worst football, the worst football IQ I've ever seen in my life. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's limited physically and mentally. The guy cannot see the field. For a 9-year veteran to not know how to avoid throwing into triple coverage is beyond me. Then you're going to critique the kid's throwing motion.
Yeah.
When I'm watching the worst footwork of a quarterback I have ever seen in my life, the next time Jimmy Garoppolo steps into a pass will be the first time.
Nah, it's just embarrassing.
The guy throws cutter sinkers from the quarterback position. I mean, it was a matter of time before the pick six happened, right?
It was like, a matter of time.
I mean, like,
he tried to throw seven of them.
And then the funniest part was everyone's like, open it up.
Yeah.
No, close it down.
Whoa.
They had one good run with Jeff Wilson Jr. The offense did nothing. It was great drive, five plays, six plays, whatever it was, nothing. Literally. And here's the best part. You're going to hear today. You're going to hear it all day. Huff, she didn't practice it. You're going to have the playbook. Where was the unique play that Jimmy had never seen before? Show me the play from yesterday's game that you haven't seen from this team over the last 6 years.
Listen.
I saw the same crap. Not one clever play. I'm so done. This guy's such an offensive genius. This quarterback. No, it's because I keep doing it to myself. I love this team, and they let me down my whole life. I set myself up to lose my mind. And yeah, there's a whole season. I know how this ends. This ends with Brock Purdy getting multiple starts.
Oh my God.
This ends with this team breaking my heart, ripping it out like The Undertaker at the end of the year. You know that's how this ends.
You know what's so funny?
And they wasted a dominant defensive performance.
Without Eric Armstead.
They have three levels of superstars. They literally had a punting clinic.
You know.
And they couldn't score more than 10 points.
I was thinking about this last night. The defense should get all the first class seats. Fly back to the Bay Area in the offense. They needed, actually, just a few members. Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, the offensive line, need to get their asses on Greyhound and take the bus back to the Bay Area. You don't deserve to fly business class back to the Bay Area after that performance.
Well, I would just back of Jimmy G. He's got happy feet.
No,
to walk
take
back.
Take Greyhound back to the Bay Area. Number one. Number two, this whole thing last night that I'm starting here, the pivot's already starting.
Oh,
the spin's already starting. The narrative's out there. Well, you know, he didn't really play at training camp, and he didn't have the playbook until the last week of the preseason. Jimmy Garoppolo has been in the system since 2017. I don't want to hear any more talk about him not knowing the playbook. It's the same damn play, Shanahan.
Was there one unique play last night?
Yeah, it's the same damn playbook.
Was there one
unique
play? Actually, you know what? There was a unique play.
It was the one
where he ran out of bounds like Dan Orlovsky. And that was going to be a pick six.
Here it is, right here. Let's listen to it. Let's listen to this crap.
Oh, my God.
So, intense was on end zone. Garoppolo's out of the end zone. It's a safety. Remember, Dan Orlovsky did that. Stepped all the way out of the end zone. It's a safety, and that kills the play before everything else on the pick. So, it is 7-5, and Trent Williams is shaken up for the Niners.
I don't know that I've ever seen a safety be a break for a team, but it certainly was there.
He's right.
A break for the 49ers. This is a 9-year quarterback. If that was Trey Lance.
And a 6-year head coach. Who called a screen pass with their non-mobile quarterback at the one.
A screen pass, and this guy doesn't even know where he is in the end zone. And he steps out and planted his feet. He actually stepped into the throw and threw a pick six. And then Trent Williams gets hurt. He's out of the game. So then we got to watch Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore gets benched for Colt McKivitz. It's just an absolute disaster on offense. And you know what? Baldy said this, and I'm going to say this every single week, Shasky. Baldy sat up here in the second week of August and said, Bonte, Joe, the Niners may miss Mike McDaniel. And now he's at 3-0 in Miami, giving out game balls to the entire football team. And they beat the Buffalo Bills. And they look creative. And this team looks like they're stuck in 1970. These plays stink.
They had one.
Oh my God.
You know, we haven't even brought up. What about the safety cone, a.k.a. Mike McGlinchey?
Oh my God. The guy
who was like ear to ear smiling about Jimmy Garoppolo coming back.
You know, and
this guy couldn't block my brother's 2-year-old son, George.
You know what, Shasky?
I mean, what is he doing?
Out of all the things that pisses me off about that game yesterday. All the things that pisses me off.
I
go back to last Sunday, and I go back to last Monday when all these national pundits, when a lot of Bay Area media.
I'm with you.
And these guys started chirping in the locker room, talking about, yeah, you know, it sucks for Trey, but it feels like it's all gas, no brakes now.
Yeah, 49er football.
It feels like 49er football
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
When Juszczyk said that. And Kittle's talking to Silver, because that's who it was. We know who it is.
And Kittle smiling it up in the postgame.
What about Jimmy walking on midfield smiling after the game?
Why do I care more about this team than they do?
Dude.
Why? Why do I do this to myself?
The fact that people thought this guy gave the Niners a better chance to win. So I don't want to hear anything about, Jimmy wins that Chicago game. It wasn't no monsoon yesterday. Wasn't no monsoon in Denver, Colorado. They scored 10 points, Shasky. 10 points.
Would you meet me here?
10 points.
I've been the biggest Shanahan supporter of all time. Watching him in this game, I'm looking at the sideline. Again, I don't even want to debate whether he's good, bad, great.
He got schooled by his first year defensive coordinator.
But you hear me out on this. I can't look at him the same. I'm looking at him. I'm like, you wrecked your number 3 overall pick, and you did this to yourself. Like, you did this. You deserve the Jimmy Garoppolo thing.
I apologize, Dave Johnson. You're right. Jimmy did score 12 yesterday. He scored 12 points, not 10. You know what?
No,
I need to catch a breath.
Here's the other part. The arrogance from the head coach, and this is the truth. The arrogance and the and
it's
the,
not even on him. Well, you
no,
know what?
No, no, no. Let me start with him. No, it no, trickles no. down from yeah. him because I'm going to tell you how to play football. Oh, you guys don't watch other teams around the league. I watch other teams around the league. They score points.
They score.
Yeah, you don't. All right, that's number one. Number two, that arrogance has seeped down from the head coach to the rest of. They act like they're 4-time champions. Like I'm watching Kittle laughing it up, yucking it up on the press conference. You haven't won. Anything. You have won nothing. I am an adult. The last time you won a Super Bowl, there was a different owner, and it was a Hall of Fame quarterback who's in his 60s.
Man.
That's who was quarterbacking.
Dude.
And the guy who's coaching my team, his father was the offensive coordinator. That's how long it's been. Yet they act like they're 4-time champions like the Golden State Warriors. If Draymond Green showed the amount of arrogance that George Kittle shows at a podium, we'd all be ripping him.
Yeah, and he's won championships.
You've won nothing.
And he's won a DPOY.
It drives me insane. And this fan base deserves better. Did you see how many Niner fans showed up? And you score 10 points.
10 points.
And you're supposed to be, you have playmaker in Ayuk, you have an all pro in Debo, you've got the best left tackle in the game, you got a Pro Bowl tight end who didn't play in the first two games, but he's back now, and it's all gas, no brakes. You got the highest paid fullback in the league, you got your hand selected offensive line, and you do that?
Well.
Oh, but you also geniused your way into reducing Jimmy's salary and bringing him back, and actually, you win now more. Like, all of these BS narratives, watch the games. This team's offense stinks. Stinks.
Not only do they stink, Shasky, they started a game yesterday 0-for-9 on third down. 0-for-9 on third down.
Is this Alex Smith in the NFC Championship game?
I watched Trey Lance throw a dime to Juwan Jennings on third down, 3rd and 7, right down the field on the left sideline. But y'all say Trey Lance looked terrible. Mike Martz will tell you that he'd never seen anything worse than Trey Lance in week 1 in Chicago in the rain.
Are we going to break down Jimmy Garoppolo's footwork fundamentals? Because they're the worst footwork fundamentals I've ever seen in my life. But
this is where, yes, Jimmy is so mid, and everybody's going to talk about, it's quick release. I'm seeing beat writers talk about his hand release. Oh, my God, what a dart. A 3-yard pass to Brandon Ayuk on an illegal pick play on the touchdown. And all of a sudden, we're going to celebrate over that throw. We're going to celebrate over a 3-yard throw. I see Tom Brady do that at the end of the Green Bay game.
I know, with nothing.
In his sleep. But we're going to celebrate over Jimmy. Oh, my God, what a dart Jimmy threw on the goal line. Shut up. Number two, Shanahan on Friday. This is why Shanahan losing people. Because you go up there, you tell us to go watch Buffalo.
Yeah.
Go watch other teams.
And we did.
And Josh Allen ran the ball one time.
On a scramble.
And then we watched Jalen Hurts yesterday almost throw for 300 yards in the first half against Washington.
I know.
Almost threw for 300 in the first half. And Josh Allen threw the ball 62 times. Not only that. Shanahan on Friday. Had the audacity before they flew out to Denver. And I don't know if it was a throwaway line or what. This guy had the audacity to tell all the Bay Area media and all the masses and all the 49er faithful Jimmy's one of the best throwers on the planet. Oh, he's one of the best throwers on the planet? Then why have you tried to dump this guy 5 different times? You've literally tried to move off of this guy, but yet he's one of the best throwers in the football? Then why the hell did you move heaven and earth for the number 3 overall pick for Trey Lance? Shanahan's got to stop lying to us, man. The snarkiness, the cockiness, it's not doing them any good. You got to stop lying to us. We are not dummies. 49er fans are not dummies. Jimmy's not one of the best throwers of the football on the planet. Are you kidding me, Kyle? Stop lying. It's fake confidence you're giving to Jimmy 100%. Garoppolo. It's fake bravado. He stinks, Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's, you know what? So bad.
I can't believe I'm about to say this right now. Can Brock Purdy be any worse?
My dad was calling.
Can Brock Purdy be any worse?
Brock Purdy in the chat.
You know what? I might be with Kruger now. Show me what Brock Purdy has, because I know what Tin has, and he has nothing. He's throwing wide receiver screens 5 feet over Debo's head.
How about the four hopper? Like he was throwing batting, throwing like infield, grounders. Outfield.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk over the middle.
I can't take watching mediocrity at the quarterback spot. We deserve better. We deserve better. This is and the excitement for the season. This is where the Trey Lance injury hurt, Shasky. Because there was an unknown there.
Oh, for sure.
There was an unknown. And we just wanted to see something special. We wanted to see a guy in a pocket just throw the ball down the field.
Even if he struggled, I want to see something different.
Different.
I just want to see. I know how this story ends.
That's the same old movie, Shasky. Jimmy Garoppolo, one drive where he looks good.
I know.
And the rest of the game, like Collinsworth was like, oh my God, I thought that was a pick 6.
On the court,
the one third down conversion he had last night.
Oh, where he threw to Jennings on the outside. Route. Yeah.
Debo's wide open. He throws a shot put up.
And Debo almost dropped it.
I mean, can you blame him?
How my favorite is on 3rd and 17, okay? Let's throw a 3-yard slant to Debo. God. Debo, break 48 tackles.
Debo's
then,
not lasting.
And then here's my favorite. After learning nothing on the 2nd and 8 with running Trey Lance through the gut and just getting obliterated, you know, with 37 seconds left and 0 timeouts, that Denver can't stop the clock. Let's pound Debo up the middle and pray that he can get up after this hit.
I got to relax.
So run out the half.
Hey, let's go to the calls. I need to relax. And you know what? I don't know if we can relax because the first call of the day, and he's been on hold since we got in the studio about 5:45, walked in here to say what's up to Spadoni, and Juice has been on the line since then. So let's go to Juice from Fremont to set the tone here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 Game.
Let me tell you guys something. Under Eddie D or Carmen policy, Jimmy G would have been an afterthought, all right? All right, last week, our starting freaking fullback said, oh, Jimmy G is back. So 49er football is back. You're right. On display for the whole world to see last night, 49er football is back. Our quarterback, he missed Debo when he was open, being guarded by the linebacker. Yeah, that's 49er. Football. He didn't throw a fastball last night. He threw a freaking sinker. Yeah, 49er football is back. Jimmy INT is back. They said there's only 2 guarantees in life, death and taxes. Well, let's add a third one. Jimmy's third turnovers. Everyone in that locker room was so giddy last week.
Yes.
They were so happy that they were back. They were even talking about a Super Bowl. Jimmy is who they say he was. He has no vision. He underthrows his open receivers, and he makes these pathetic passes in traffic that cause a great effort from the defense. So welcome to 49er football. We have an older version of what you call Josh Rosen. Did you guys know that Dante Pettis and River Craycraft has more TDs than Debo and Ayuk? Anyone wants to blame the O-line? Whose fault is that? The players don't draft themselves. That falls on the GM and the coach. Remind you, this is the same team that drafted Kinlaw instead of Christian work, all right? I mean, what was the creativity on the offense? You pay Kittle all that freaking money to freaking block, so just make him the right tackle. Right now, we might as well just say, like what Brock just said, just play Brock. What else is there to lose? I mean, right now, I'll take Sam Donald, Cam Newton, Kaepernick. I'll take Dante Shasky as a quarterback. Heck, I'll take freaking Ray Rallo, because this thing is pathetic under Jimmy G. You can't make changes and expect different results.
Juice.
It's like putting a tuxedo on a pig. You can't expect him to stay clean all day, because eventually, by nature, he will play in the mud. It is so pathetic that teams like the Dolphins and the Jags has more wind than you. All I can say is there's 99 problems on this team. team and Trey Lance is one.
No.
You guys have a blessed day.
That's such a great call. And you know what you didn't bring up? How horrific the special teams is again.
So, you know what?
Again.
I was thinking about this.
Again.
Because I know you love special teams. I love special teams. I'm not calling them special teams anymore. They should just be called teams. Kickoff and turn team.
Special.
Kickoff team. Punt team, punt return team, because you ain't special.
How about when
you
Ray dropped that ball?
Ray
you saw that coming a mile away.
I thought he was going to get his neck broke. I thought it was like,
can we block anyone? When he came out on the first play and went to the 10, I said, what are we doing?
Ray, take a knee. And I'm not saying be Colin Kaepernick. I'm saying take a knee when you catch the kickoff return in the end zone. Just get the ball up to 25.
This defense stopped them over and over and over and over. They had field position left and right. They had their full complement of weapons. Did Kittle play last night? Did Kittle play? He's got a comment for everything. He's got a funny joke for everything. Oh, he's the funniest guy of all time. He's got 10,000 commercials and 3 catches in a guts to have it game. Thank God he's playing right tackle. Tight end. Oh, and we don't even know where Trent Williams is at. That's the other. We don't even know.
High ankle. He might not be playing. Aaron Donald's coming to town next week.
Is that the worst play of the Shanahan era? Not only were you going to get pick six, you ran out of bounds. Okay, for a safety.
It's the worst. It's the worst quarterback play I've ever seen.
Your franchise left tackle went down.
It's the worst. It was an absolute disaster. This guy ran out of the back of the end zone, planted his feet, and threw a pick six.
Oh, but Bonte, what if they beat the Rams? They'll be 2-2.
You know what's coming up. Your calls. Bayrock, Nick, Kevin, SF Bay Drummer.
If they beat the Rams, they're 2-2.
YouTube, your comments. I need a timeout. I can't believe this team works me up so much. I had so much fun at media day yesterday for the Golden State Warriors. That's a championship team. That's a team that handles themselves with class. What I saw... Go to break, Spinone. I can't even talk right now.
The 48-yard line. Denver bringing four. Garoppolo protected in traffic. It's intercepted. Jonas Griffith on the deflection. Has it for Denver.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Mike Tirico on the call, NBC Sports. Situation's critical right now.
I don't question critical.
Yeah, I don't... A lot of people are going to say they started 3-5 last year and made the NFC Championship game. It's a different team. It's a different offensive line. And the quarterback looks like he's regressed. And you know what, Shasky, I'm going to start this. Before we go to the callers, I'm going to play something from Jimmy Garoppolo last night. Here's what Garoppolo had to say about the loss.
It's our rhythm. I don't think we weren't in a rhythm at all in the second half. You could feel it. You could see it. We were talking about on the sideline, but just I don't know. I was just thinking about it. It was kind of my first week with these guys, and I just got to get in a rhythm with them, especially like third down. I mean, we were terrible today, and I just got to get on the same page with those guys, and we got to convert those.
Third down. So there were multiple third downs where guys were open, and for whatever reason, they missed the play. You want to say there was pressure? Of course there was pressure. You have to be a great quarterback in the NFL, you have to deliver the ball down the field on third down with people barreling down on you. That's what separates the good from the great, right?
Yep.
I mean, we know this about Jimmy G. Like, that's why the whole thing of this week about, now they're a Super Bowl roster. Now they're the favorite to win the NFC West. Did we not watch this? Like, again, no one's saying that he can't make a couple throws here and there.
Right.
But when push comes to shove, he will always let you down. They'll win some games. No one's saying they're not going to win games. But you're not winning the big prize. That's what this is about. It's about winning the big prize.
You know.
That's why they made the move. Like, this was on, and it was so clearly obvious. This is why they made the move for Trey Lance. And shame on everyone who couldn't let the kid a week. They couldn't give him 1 week in dry conditions before throwing him out with the bathwater.
Yep.
But yet we've got multiple seasons of Jimmy Garoppolo being at the very end of the bus,
right,
getting driven by everyone. And we're saying, Jimmy, just don't make 5 bad plays today. 5! He couldn't keep from shooting himself in the foot. That was the exact same game, minus the safety, of the NFC Championship game. The exact same game. And what's crazy to me is that everybody was like, well, we haven't seen him for 6 months,
no,
and we elevated him like what? He was like Nick Foles on a Super
right.
Bowl run?
No, he wasn't.
The way people were talking about Jimmy G was asinine to me.
No, it was asinine.
Apologize to Trey Lance.
That playoff run was disgusting. They'll say Jimmy helped them get to the edge. No. The 49ers defense and Deebo Samuel and the running game help Jimmy Garoppolo get to the NFC Championship game. But one thing about that soundbite, the reason why I wanted to play it, the one thing we learned about Trey Lance is he takes all the blame.
For sure.
He holds all the accountability for a 22-year-old who says, you know what, I didn't get it done. I have to play. I have to play better for this team to win. I have to do this. Jimmy Garoppolo, first thing he wants to say, you know, not to make any excuses, but, you know, I haven't really been with the guys much, haven't practiced with them much. You've been here since 2017, dog. You've been here for every step of the way with Deebo Samuel. You've been here for every step of the way with Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk. Nobody wants to hear the excuse about you not knowing the playbook. It's the same damn playbook.
Was there one clever play that felt unique last night?
No, when I sound Kyle Shanahan. We'll get
but
to
that's
that
my
second.
Point on, like, we'll don't give me this whole playbook thing.
But don't even give
They're
me this.
They're running the same exact offense.
Don't give me this, my arm is sore. I haven't had a lot of practice with these guys. You need practice? Like, you're a 9-year veteran. Nobody wants to hear that, especially after last Sunday when a lot of people were parading. Segment of Niner fans. I got a slew of DMs telling me Bonte Jimmy's back and it's the best thing for this football team. I hear players going straight to Michael Silver. Yeah, you know, he gives us the best chance to win. Oh, really? Oh, Jimmy wins that game in Chicago in the monsoon.
How about the players play and you let Adam Peters and the entire team that's supposed to, you know, evaluate the roster? How about you, like Mike McGlinchey, why don't you worry about blocking someone?
Right. Instead of running to a columnist and saying, yeah, he gives us the best chance to win.
Or my favorite, Jimmy actually scrambles. Only time all night he scrambles for a first down. Oh, hold 69, Mike McGlinchey. Disgusting.
Let's go back out to the lines.
Disgusting. And then, but honestly, B, here's the other thing. Because the whole playbook thing, you want to be mad at someone about the playbook? Don't be mad at Jimmy G on that. If that's what your argument is, you better be mad at Kyle Shanahan for botching the entire thing and not letting the guy compete, putting him on the tiny junior field, not giving him a playbook, saying you got trades. That's the other thing. Leaks galore. Every week, you know what they really are good at? Winning and losing it in terms of, like,
leaking information.
They are the number one power ranked team at leaking information.
Well, they leaked the information about Washington and Ron Rivera after the game, said that's horse crap. That's not true. So, and why do we keep leaking stuff from March and April? Here's the thing, and I told you guys in the thread yesterday. Rappaport comes out, the Niners basically put the kibosh on the Washington trainer. Jimmy got the surgery, so the Washington. I do not care about what happened in March and April anymore. I do not care about what happened in the offseason. I care about what happens on Sundays now. We're in week 3. All right, heading into week 4. I don't care what happened in April. I don't care about the surgery anymore. I don't care about what happened in the offseason. It is go time. It is week 3 of the NFL, and we got people still talking about the offseason and the 49ers leaking things about the offseason. Donnie, Parag, I do not care. Go win some football games. That's what I care about. Go win a goddamn game on Sunday Night Football. I don't care about the offseason anymore. We're past that. Jimmy's that quarterback who a lot of people thought gave him the best chance to win a freaking football game and go out there, score 10 points, and punt the ball all night. And you got Torrey Smith out here. Torrey Smith, who stole money from the 49ers, talking about, that's the worst football game I've ever watched in my life. That whole nation was subjected to that, watching my 49ers go out there and trot number 10 out there on Sunday Night Football in front of the entire world and basically throw up on himself and pull a Dan Orlovsky.
The worst part about this.
Oh, it's sickening.
The worst part about this is we're all going to talk Shanahan and Jimmy, and you and I are going to do that. The defense and D'Amico are the best part of this team.
And we can't even talk about him.
No, D'Amico's the best coach on the team right now. And by far and away, the worst part of this team is their offense. And that goes back to the head coach.
I can't believe.
That's his time. And then how about in that same report by Schefter? I read the whole report. At the very end, they're also blown away with Brock Purdy. Why you got to throw that out there?
What's coming up on the game sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We'll get into the calls next segment. It's about you. Mondays, guest-free Mondays. It's all about the calls of 49er fans. Go ahead and vent, rip. Who does it fall on? Jimmy Garoppolo was awful last night. This offense was awful. They were 1-for-10 on third down. I got to stop yelling because it just drives me crazy on how this season is spiraling out of control. And do not call in today talking about whether they were 3-5 last year, they could make a run. Does this team have the body language of a squad that's going to make a run to the NFC Championship game right now? They stink on offense. They stink on special teams. And they stink coaching, with the exception of D'Amico Ryans and that defense. That's the only good thing about this team. So we can spin positive and talk about defense all night long if you want. I don't have a problem not talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan today. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky.
You know, B, I told myself, oh, I'm not going to get triggered by the Jimmy G thing, and he's going to play bad at some point, and I'm not going to lose my mind. I was thinking about it long and hard. I had a long drive this morning from the cabin because I watched the game at the cabin. And I was driving in, and there was nothing on the radio until Spadoni got on at 5 a.m. And so I was just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. The reason why I'm talking about for myself, why I was so pissed about last week and just how Trey Lance was being used is because I knew if he goes down, okay, we're not getting an opportunity to just see it. We're not going to get a chance to see it, to see if Kyle's guy that he hand-selected and him can work it out. If Trey is any good, if this team can go to the next level, all of the questions that we had, all right? And everybody kept saying, oh, it's good. We're fine. We got Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know he played like crap yesterday, and he's not going to play as bad as he did last night the rest of the way through if he could stay in there. And maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they do, all right? Maybe they do. But it just cements how pissed I am about what happened last week. I'm looking at that coach and every call that he's dialing up, every decision on personnel, everything is through the prism of me looking at him going, you wrecked your number three over.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Overall pick. You have botched the quarterback situation from day one until now. You have a divided locker room, and you aren't holding up your end of the bargain because you were told that you were going to come here and fix the offense. And I look up 6 years later, And I look at a team that's allergic to the forward pass. And I look at a coach who wrecked, whether you want to say it was at one play. No, it is the totality of how he used it. He was the guy who was in position to find out whether his hand-selected guy was the guy or not. And the kid got hurt, and he's out. And we don't even know how long he's going to be out or if he's ever going to get an opportunity again with this head coach. I don't know. And I'm not firing Kyle. I'm just saying it is hard for me to look at him the same. And then so then when I see Jimmy Garoppolo have that kind of a performance, I throw my hands up and I say, Bonte, I said to you, coming out of the Minnesota Viking game, a divisional round game, this is the exact same thing I said about Alex Smith. This is the same thing I said about Colin Kaepernick. My entire adult life, elite top-tier defense. Just not good enough offense. And I thought things would be different with Kyle. I thought things would be different with Trey Lance. I thought things would be different at some point maybe with Jimmy Garoppolo. Wrong. I feel like a scorned lover this morning. I'm so over it. And look, I'm not saying I'm out on Shanahan and he needs to be fired. No, I'm just saying I can't look at him the same right now. Now, maybe in 8 weeks, I look up and this team maybe is number one in the West and things look totally different. But right now, this morning, I'm sorry. I am pissed. And my, in terms of approval rating with Kyle Shanahan, all-time low. All-time low.
So the 49ers, I can't look at him the same. The 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. 2017, they were 20th in points scored per game in the NFL. 20th. Okay, we give them a pass for 2017 because that was a terrible roster.
Yeah, horrible.
2018, 21st in the league in points scored. Now you lost Jimmy Garoppolo week three. You're going to play Nick Mullins or C.J. Beathard, whatever. 2019, you get Jimmy Garoppolo for the entire season. They're second in points scored per game. You say the defense helped out a lot with that, whatever. They were second in the league in points per game. 2020, 21st in points per game. Last year, 13th in points per game. Right now, they're 28th in points per game. So this whole, first of all, don't ever call Kyle Shanahan an offensive genius ever again. He's a good play caller. But now, we're looking at the play design, and we're having questions about that. We already had questions about him being a quote-unquote quarterback whisperer because Jimmy Garoppolo has regressed under him. Trey Lance was used like a fullback yesterday. The play designing that was so creative the last 5 years, now we're questioning whether or not that's in South Beach, down in Miami with Mike McDaniel and the 3-0 Dolphins. Now we're questioning whether or not Kyle Shanahan was the brains behind the operation for all those great play designs. And it's not getting any better because Trent Williams is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, it sounds like, with a high ankle sprain. Who knows if he'll be back Monday Night Football? You sure could use him because Aaron Donald's come to town.
They got one great run from their running back yesterday.
One great run from Jeff Wilson Jr., his career high, 37 yards. That's it. Yeah, one
that's
drive.
That's kind of a sad sentence right there.
Career high, 37-yard run for Jeff Wilson Jr. Then he fumbles at the end of the game. The game was over to me, in my opinion.
I mean, when he took the sack right on the play before, it was like so obvious.
You know, so I'm not saying fire Shanahan either. I don't even think he's on the hot seat. But it looks nasty because when I was at Warriors Media Day yesterday, Shasky,
yeah,
I talked to a lot of people, yeah, different beat writers, yeah, David, they all said the same thing. And they cannot believe it. And actually, so many people called out Niner beat writers. They were like, why doesn't anybody take Shanahan to task? He used Trey Lance like a fullback. Now, you want to say you can't blame Shanahan for Trey Lance getting hurt? It's the totality in which he ran Trey Lance with. How come you couldn't use that game plan yesterday for Trey Lance where he's just throwing the ball from the pocket? I know he can hit those throws down the field. I know he's not afraid to throw the out route with velocity on it. I know there's going to be mistakes, but I'd rather live with mistakes from a second-year player who's got 4 starts under his belt than a 9-year veteran who we've seen since 2017, Chasky. We've seen it over and over again.
I can't think of one head coach who's an offensive-minded head coach who's this scared. Just look at every decision is made out of fear. What if Trey goes down? You got to keep Jimmy. Jimmy, I don't want you to throw the ball because right, you could throw an interception.
Right.
Let's not go for it on 4th and 2 in the NFC Championship game, right, even though we're at the 38-yard line. Because you know what? If we miss the field goal, we're going to give him a short yardage. Right.
You got a great defense.
Where is the swashbuckling confidence? You know where it is? It's at the podium talking down to the media, but it sure as hell ain't on your play calling. It sure as hell ain't in your situational game management.
Nope.
And so I asked this simple question. We brought him here to fix the offense. Of all the problems on this team, is offense not number one?
It's number one. Number one.
What is the excuse? If you want to point and say it's just Jimmy Garoppolo, he picked Jimmy. He was so happy that well, we got a backup. You have two starters. You know, we got two. How many times have we heard he's one of the best throwers in the world of
he
the football?
He just told us Friday. I mean, come on. He's one of the best throwers on the planet. On the planet. Lie to us all. Let's go to Bay Rob in the city. Let's
I'm so frustrated.
Bay Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
All right. Good morning, fellas. First of all, let's start here. Hey, bro, I'm going to keep it 100. Shanahan picked the wrong quarterback. I ain't got nothing against Trey Lance. He's too young. He's too green. He should have stayed in college. Second of all, Matt Jones was our quarterback. He can hit them throws. We all know he can hit them throws. He dialed Jimmy these throws up that a softball coming down the middle, and Jimmy cannot never hit the home run. This always been our problem with Jimmy. We know what we get it from Jimmy. He is not going to hit that home run for him. And I believe Jones was the one that could do that. Shanahan do not know nothing about no quarterback that's a scrambling running quarterback. Look what his daddy did. His daddy got MG3 hurt. Shanahan is just like his daddy. They destroy running backs and they destroy mobile quarterbacks. Tell me something different.
Well, Mac Jones.
Not Trey Lance hurt on purpose.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones looks mediocre right now with the greatest coach of all time. Now Patricia's not that, but
and Joe Judge too.
Mac Jones looks garbage. So like whatever. I'm not even mad about that. Here's the thing. This is why I'm so pissed about last week, and I felt like the season was pretty much not that it's over, but like the biggest question was: is Trey any good? I have no idea.
No idea.
The hand-selected quarterback and the coach who got an opportunity to pick him, we can't even hear it. We don't even get a chance to see it.
We don't even get a chance.
We have no idea.
So the excitement of the season.
We have no idea.
When I go to a game now or I get ready to watch 49er football, I want to see them win, and I know the defense is going to perform, but I'm just like, oh, I've got to watch this offense. I got to watch this offense. And there's nothing. It's the same angle route out of the backfield. It's the same slant route. It's the same wheel route down the sideline that Jimmy can't hit for whatever reason. There for him.
But then why did we obsess over a Tyler Kroft miss in the rain in a downpour, yet we don't even look at the 18 gazillion misses over the middle, deep end, top on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Because all Jimmy does is win. All Jimmy does is win.
Can I ask you a question? We watched this same fan base watched a guy and we termed it Matt Cained. We termed it that.
Yep.
We were like, that guy pitched good enough to win. Yet this same fan base can't contextualize that the defense plays good enough to win all the time.
It's not everybody, though. It's not everybody. It's a minority. That's not fair. There's a lot of people out on Jimmy Garoppolo. But now, what's happening this year? Jimmy Garoppolo, in a way, gets a pass, right? I'm frustrated because he stinks as a quarterback. I'm sorry. It's just, last night was abysmal. And the excuses
after
the game,
it was abysmal. This is why they wanted to move off. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, come on, so obvious. This is why they made the trade.
But you know what? The spotlight is now on Kyle Shanahan.
Agreed.
It's all on Kyle Shanahan. They botched the entire offseason. You bring Jimmy back. Last week, Shanahan, they win a game, and you want to be arrogant towards everybody saying, go watch Buffalo, go watch other teams, everybody runs that play. And then we go watch Buffalo, Josh Allen runs one time. And then you lie to us on Friday and say, hey, he's one of the best throwers on the planet. Shanahan, the spotlight is on him. It's on him. You lost all the assistants. McDaniels in Miami, 3-0. LaFleur's in Green Bay, 2-1. Nathaniel Hackett, maybe the worst coach in pro football, and he got a win yesterday. He got a win against you, Kyle Shanahan. The spotlight falls on him. You're the offensive guru. You're the son of Mike Shanahan. We need to see something from you, Kyle. We need to see something from you. Because you act like you can win with anything, which is why you drafted CJ Beathard in the third round of 2017. You said, no, I'm not going to scout Mahomes and Watson. I'm not going to scout those guys. I'm going to wait on Kirk Cousins, and I'm going to draft CJ Beathard in the third round. Like, this is all on Shanahan. At the end of the day, this entire season falls on him, and the spotlight is bright. It is bright. You want to be one of the best coaches? You ain't in McVay's league right now, bro.
No.
I told you that last year, and I'm going to tell you that again this week.
We all think Debo's good. We don't even know what position he is, but we think he's a good player.
He's a running back now.
Okay. Ayuk, we all think he's got promise. Kittle, Kittle's awesome. Trent Williams, awesome. The fullback, we love him. They got a great running game. Last year, the Niners scored 30-plus points, 3 games in a row, 10, 11, and 12. Those were the weeks in 2021.
Was that Seattle, Cincinnati? and who else?
I forget what the other game
was. Maybe Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But since then, since week 12 of last year, they've broken 30 points one time in 12 games, including the playoffs, wow, and are averaging only 20 points per game.
Yeah. Offensive guru. Let's go to VR in Philly, watching this via YouTube. VR, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
I'm good. I mean, I've had better days.
Man, I'm telling you. Can y'all hear me good?
Oh, yeah. We got you. What you got?
All right. Man, I just want to say, man, y'all are spot on with everything y'all said. And to be honest, I want to get out here. I got a low cut. I want to pull my freaking hair out. It was so abysmal, like just watching that game last night. And it's honestly, we are this mad. And my man, Shasky, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Yeah.
Like, I know why you were so mad, right? Just a few minutes ago when you went on that little rant and you were spot on, right? It's because for the past, Shanahan's been here for however many years. I don't even know. I can't even think.
6 years now.
Like, because I'm so, right. 6 years now. And it's just the same thing over and over and over again. And then everybody got to get off the phone here, be politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this, is that, all these. No. At the end of the day, we're going to keep it 1,000. Like, you guys just, he's average. He's just like, not what everybody claim he is.
Nope.
Like,
here's the irony of it. It's a good call. Here's the irony of the whole VR thing. Jimmy and Kyle deserve each other right now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.